the first test is, if someone doesn't have an address that you can go to, that's a problem. These people are selling dogs in the parking lots of Walmarts in these cases. That is a tip-off right away. Do not know where the pets come from. And prior to buying the puppy, they have to tell you where the dog came from. They have to tell you the breeder or the source of the dog. They have to provide you with veterinary records. And if they're not willing to follow these basic rules, then you shouldn't be buying dogs from them. You also should always have the date of birth of a puppy. Any legitimate dealer will be able to tell you that. And you'll know that it's more than 8 weeks, which is the legal requirement. Make sure that you check the puppy closely. A lot of folks who buy are well-intentioned but don't really know what to look for. If the dog is actually supposed to be registered, just get proof. The most important step that people can use to protect yourselves is to make sure that you're dealing with a licensed pet dealer. They have licenses, they should display them. And you do have the right under our pet lemon law, within 14 days of a sale, to get a refund exchange or reimbursement of veterinary costs. Anyone who wants to open their home to a dog or cat should take these precautions. And really, we're appealing to everyone, particularly as we get into this cold time of year. Please consider adopting rather than buying an animal. We have so many great shelter dogs and cats in need of good homes. And by adopting from an SPCA shelter, you can be sure you're getting an animal that is healthy.